Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm really grateful for this. My joints don't hurt as much, and I have a lot more energy and focus. I've been amazed at the difference. I'm working on weight loss right now, but most importantly, first and foremost, I just want to be healthy again, and I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm sleeping better, too. You know, I kept hearing about it on the radio, and I just said, you know what? This is fantastic. Everybody is saying all of these things that I'm trying to fix, and I said, I know this will work. And sure enough, it has. It really, truly has. So I'm very grateful.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
All right, let's chat, shall we? Okay, so this was so interesting. Hat tip, Susan. Thank you for this. But I love to go down roads where something is said and we don't really analyze it or think about it until after a few years, right? Well, back in 2007, it was interesting to me when Bezos, the head of Amazon and the head of Washington Post, the bought and sold newspaper since the 50s, remember Project Mockingbird? Anyway. Bezos now owns Washington Post. Well, back in 2007, before he owned the Post, he came out with a thing called the Kindle. Okay?
I remember the Kindle.
You remember the Kindle? I have Kindle. You have Kindle.
I have a Kindle. Okay.
So this was right after the Sony Reader. Now, the Sony Reader hit in 2004, but it really kind of failed. I mean, it really didn't pick up steam. Okay? And so I thought this was really interesting on... why was it named Kindle? Have you ever thought about this? So definitely have tip to Susan on this. She'll be on the show tomorrow. But I thought, as I started thinking about this, I actually started doing additional research to this, and it was kind of interesting. So listen up. So Kindle, what does it do? It replaces physical print books, doesn't it? In favor of the monolithic ebook empire of the Amazon Kindle. So implying that the name itself is a kind of this predictive programming tool, possibly, for a total historical erasure, right? If something catastrophic happens to the electrical grids, if something happens, you are no longer with a library of books. If you have, I know people that have taken all their books and sent them to Deseret Industries or Salvation Army and said, I got it all electronically. And I've always thought, you know, you probably should keep a few VCRs around. You probably should keep a few tapes around. You probably should keep your books around. And I'm surrounded by books because I get sent books every week by publishers, right? For guests. I'm surrounded. I have bookshelves in every room of my house.
Well, you know, we're often told television won't work if something happens. But if you have a generator, you can turn the TV on and watch DVDs and videos of like things like preparation.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. And there's a lot of really wonderful videos. But if all that went down, what would you do? See, we're so used to now relying on Google for I need an answer. I need a recipe. I need. And I go right to Google to ask. It's so much easier. Right. So the Kindles don't work if you're out of electricity. Right. Your library's gone. And so this idea sprang up from honestly kind of looking at what the word kindling means. Kindle itself comes from Old English, Old Norse, for kindling, meaning to start a fire. It also means to burn, to excite, to illuminate. But kindle is burning something. Isn't it interesting that through history we've had these book burnings by those authoritarian types who like to get their hands on something, right? Kind of an amazing thing. So let's take that one step further, okay? Back in 2007, when Jeff Bezos came out with this, listen to this paragraph from the article that announced Kindle. Kindle, which was manufactured by an undisclosed Chinese original equipment manufacturer, connects to its specialized Amazon store via an EVDO, Evolution Data Optimized Cellular Network through Amazon WhisperNet. It was built atop Sprint's EVDO network. No data plan or monthly bill is required. We pay for all that behind the scenes, so you can just read, Bezos said. I swear this guy is just so... Well, we'll find out he's another evil little Bill Gates, but anyway, and very little short man complex thing going on there. Anyway, adding that he estimated that he would take less than a minute to download a book. And Bezos also announced that dozens of newspapers from the New York Times to France's Le Monde would also be available for this device, as well as magazines and 300 of the most popular blogs. On Kindle, he said, newspapers are delivered while you sleep automatically. The publications will receive a cut of the subscription fee revenue. No advertising will be displayed on them. Additionally, Kindle comes with an electronic dictionary and access to Wikipedia. And each device, as news.com, will provide the user with a personal Kindle email address so that the word processing files, such as Microsoft Word, as well as image files, could be sent to an ebook reader. It's a lot of centralization of news and information and personal files, okay? Then he also said he reiterated that the book was due for a 21st century makeover. This was 6 years before he took over the post. And what I found kind of interesting about this was that he actually cited this and said, this will be Earth's biggest bookstore. And he would sell the clouding, you know, computing services to the enterprise, to Amazon. And then also he talked about how newspapers were going out at the time in 2007 and 2009. There were two different articles where he said newspapers are going out. Print is out because it's the business of news. It doesn't need to be in print. It just needs to be the news, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything you just described, I have on my phone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I subscribe to several newspapers. They have a dictionary that words are even highlighted that they think I won't know what they mean.
No, it's true, right?
Yeah.
It's true. So it started really exploding in popularity, and then he came out with different versions of Kindle. But I did find it interesting that he named it Kindle.
The first thing, when you told me about that, the first thing I thought of was Fahrenheit 451.
Yes. Yes. I know exactly why. Yeah, absolutely.
It was the first thing I thought of. Fahrenheit 451 is a temperature.
Yeah.
And the significance of that temperature is that that's the temperature that in which paper will auto-ignite without being exposed to a direct flame.
Oh, that's weird.
So you put it in a room that gets that hot, it'll just burst into flame. And the firemen in the book were not guys that put out fires. They were the guys running around burning books.
Right. No, that's weird.
Yeah, it was a really good book.
Okay. And so, it is, I don't know if a lot of people have even thought of that, why it was named Kindle out of all the things they could have picked. Kindling for a fire?
Yep.
As in books? Because in all the articles that I went over, it was again and again and again sort of going over the fact that they were going to absolutely redo what a book was. Now, when I had Don Fotheringham on the show, another World War II vet, by the way, when he came on, he said, when I wrote my book, The President Makers, you have to read that book, by the way, he said over and over again on this show that he has to go to people's attics to find books that are no longer in print anymore, because the only things in print were the things to sort of shore up what new history looks like since about 1907. It's very hard to find books previous to that. When the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation decided they wanted to change history and decided that they would be put in charge of education in our history books and so forth. So that started in 1907. It's really hard to find books before that. And people are encouraged, get rid of stuff. Get rid of those books. You have it all on electronics now. It's all on electronics. You don't have any need for it. He said it was very difficult to find this stuff. So, you know, I'm just, sometimes I think we need to put a few more pieces together. You know, this is a guy that eventually wants to run pharmaceuticals through Amazon. He wants to be in charge of your healthcare and what you get and what's manufactured and what comes to your door through Amazon's pharmaceutical deliveries and things like that. And he's got a lot more up his sleeve to control than we think.
I find it interesting that in this time where we're talking about statues being torn down to to erase history, as every day 10,000 books are destroyed.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. And isn't it funny that they, when talking about this, they would not disclose the Chinese manufacturer? It said undisclosed Chinese manufacturer. I thought that was kind of interesting,
undisclosed.
Too. Why not just say who it is? They're obviously developing a lot of Kindles. They're obviously in business for a lot of business. Why in the world would you not? Why would you have to leave that undisclosed? It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Kindling for a fire. Just thought we'd push that out there. Thanks, Susan Hattip. Very interesting stuff.
Very interesting.
And then he became the owner of a newsprint newspaper? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Very strange. On you know, the rabbit hole. There's another thing. So we were talking about Amazon and the word Kindle and how many of us have Kindle, but I think few of us ever thought about where the origin of that word came from and maybe why it was named for that. And it was basically, I mean, if you think of Kindle and think of kindling and think of book burning, kind of interesting that Bezos refers to that several times as books are in the past. That's yesterday's story. We're on to the next century and you won't see a printed book. We're going to take care of that for you. And then they used an undisclosed Chinese company to manufacture the Kindles, used their new WhisperNet at the time, which was like a 3G WhisperNet to house this stuff on. And he said, you know, now Kindle has... I mean, people are buying books on Kindle every second of every day. It's become a big thing. So bring me down another rabbit hole, because you know how I love the rabbit holes. Actually, I'll take a call, and then I want you to bring me down another one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
An interesting thing is when they upgraded the Kindle, the new name was the Kindle Fire.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. That's actually in my notes. Yeah. Yes, Kindle Fire. It was the DX, and then it was Kindle Fire. Yeah, that's
just
the one everybody has. Thank you, thank you. Yep, sorry about that. I didn't get that. I had that in my notes. Kindle Fire. What does that tell you?